Chapter 3 Charm's eyes went wide, and her breathing deepened as she stared at my cock. Her chest rose and fell in a way that made my throbbing dick stiffen beyond belief.
"This isn't right,"
she said, suddenly turning away and sucking in air so that the effect of her charm was pulled back from me.
"It's an abuse of my powers. I shouldn't have."
A moment passed as my head cleared, and then I realized that I was standing there with my pants around my ankles, my massive erection exposed and pointed right at her. I quickly pulled up my pants and stared at her in shock. "What's happening here?" I asked. She looked at me sheepishly, bit her lip with a glance back at my crotch, and then sighed as she plopped back onto the side of the bed.
You must hate me."
"What? I don't even know you," I protested. "Sure, you threatened to pop my nuts, then basically drugged me so that I exposed myself. All very weird, but I don't hate you. Hell, at least you're not charging after me with your head on fire."
"You met Draconis?"
she asked, suddenly fascinated.
"Was it amazing? Was he like the legends say?"
"It was, like, a brief instant of him trying to kill me," I said, shaking my head. "Can we stay on topic here?"
"Right."
She sighed, then laid back on the bed, filling me with a whole new set of fantasies that I quickly tried to push aside.
"As I said, I'm Charm. There is a lot about me you don't know."
"Like, everything?" I said.
"Right. Well, here's the quick version. Went to the All-Girl Academy for Superheroines, Superleans, since my parents gave me up at an early age. Guess they didn't understand the ears and tail. Go figure."
She glanced over at me, looking vulnerable.
"Things happened. I ended up here. There you have it."
"Things happened?"
"Yes."
She nodded, looking away.
"Things happened."
"And this?" I asked, pointing back at my crotch as I attempted to hide my massive boner.
"You can take care of it if you want,"
she said, gesturing to the sink. I laughed. "Excuse me?"
"If you want. I'm just saying. Go ahead."
"I mean, no, I don't need to." It was bursting, and my head was swimming with lack of blood, so maybe I did. But I wasn't about to do that in front of some stranger. "What I'm trying to ask is, what the fuck?"
"Oh."
She sat up, leaning over so that her forearms rested on her thighs.
"I never, you know, and at the academy, nobody talks about it. I mean, the other girls did, but not so much to me. Not with the fox freak. That's what they called me, you know. I had friends, but always felt one layer detached. So anyway, I knew about balls being a weakness. Who doesn't? Especially with a few fights here and there against boys in the streets over the years. The rest of it, though, is news to me."
"Wow," I said, running a hand through my thick black hair. "Back home, I doubt there's a woman who'd not know about this."
"Thanks for making me feel even better."
"I didn't mean it like that."
"Your turn,"
she said, turning back to me now.
"You still haven't told me what you're doing here. Not exactly."
"I was hoping you could help me, or I could help you," I admitted. "If I understand this correctly, there's a supervillain who's granted all of those imprisoned here freedom and power if they help him."
"And you want in on that?"
she said, practically spitting with disgust. "No, I want to stop it." She froze, contemplating me, and then smiled.
"Me too."
"So, you're in?" I asked, unable to believe it.
"More like you're in,"
she replied.
"What do you think I was doing out there? I was trying to figure out my first move. I think we need allies, and I have just the woman in mind."
"Allies with supervillains," I stated. "You're sure?"
"Everyone's in here for a reason,"
she replied.
"Myself included. I think we can trust her, if we can convince her to join."
"Great," I said, my excitement mixed with the fear of this actually happening. We were going to partner up to try and take down a space prison full of supervillains.
"But before we go..."
She eyed me, her mouth moving slightly as if she was trying to figure out how to say something. Then she pointed at my crotch again.
"You really should take care of that."
"They go away eventually," I said, glancing around and feeling very awkward.
"Maybe you should get pants that cover it up better?"
"Not an option right now," I admitted. She had a point, though, as this thing didn't seem to be going away anytime soon. especially not with her staring at it.
Just, I won't look.
She bit her lip again in that cute way she did, and I noticed her teeth were more pointed than most people's. Scary, and for some reason, even more arousing. What the hell? I sighed, feeling very weird about the whole situation, but agreeing that a nice release after all that stress felt right. I don't suppose we have any lotion? I joked. She cocked her head, shrugged, and said,
What's lotion?
Just, never mind.
You need some charm to make it less awkward?
She asked. Actually, if I was going to do this, a bit of her charm couldn't hurt.
You don't want me to watch, do you?
She asked, hopeful. My first reaction was to say no, but then I said, Give me the charm. She smiled, leaped up, and blew red into my face. As soon as it hit, all inhibitions were gone, and I was a free man. I mean, my pants were off, and I was free, my hand on my cock. For a moment, I stood there, watching the excitement spread across her face, and then I realized this wasn't right. It didn't make sense. Maybe it was the charm talking, but I took several small steps over and said, Do you want to try? Her eyes went from excited to horrified to intrigued in a matter of seconds. Her hand rose, slowly, then stopped an inch away from my cock as if touching it would burn her.
You're sure?
She said.
This doesn't, I don't know, lock us into marriage or anything?
I laughed. No, it doesn't. And I'd prefer it if you do it. Guys often do. As far as I knew, the charm was working its magic. Words like that didn't normally come out of me. I'd had my share of hookups, but I'd never before asked a girl to whack me off within 10 minutes or so of meeting her. Judging by the lack of disgust on her face, she wasn't offended, and that meant I had no reason to worry. In fact, the whole situation was turning me on even more, if possible. She licked her lips, then reached with one finger, gently caressing the side of my shaft. Her finger was kind of cold, making my back arch and my breaths come out heavier. After she reached the base, she took it with her whole hand, then held it, frowning. Like this, I said, when I realized she didn't know what she was doing. Taking her hand in mine, I began to guide her, stroking up and down, faster and faster. After a moment, I took her other hand and had her cup my balls. Sure, in the back of my head, I knew we had a bunch of supervillains to take down, but we were secure in this cell, better forming our bond. It was definitely the charm, I realized, but I didn't care. I doubt I would have been brave enough to get her involved without it, and right now there was not much more I could think of that would be better. This prison place wasn't so bad, so far. Warmth rose up in my calves and spread through me as my muscles tightened. Then I felt pressure in my hips, my cock throbbing. Her eyes went wide again as she watched it grow to the point of exploding, and I tried to tell her to watch out, to move out of the way or grab a tissue, but it was too late. Yep, I got it all over her chest. She was clothed, but still. She sat there, watching a drop more seep out, and then looked down at the cum on her.
Wow,
she said, and then smiled up at me.
That was amazing.
Yeah? She grinned, nodded enthusiastically, and said,
Now lick it off of me.
The fuck? I said, stepping back, my cock pulling free from her hand. No way!
Oh, I just assumed.
No, I insisted. No amount of charm will ever make a guy, or a straight guy, anyway, okay with that.
Okay,
she said with a laugh, and then wiped some from her chest and looked at it.
Kinda gooey. Smells like...
She sniffed it.
Chlorine and a hint of pineapple?
You have pineapple here? Was all I could think to say. She laughed.
Back home, yes, but not in prison.
Maybe you should, wash up? The charm was wearing off, and the craziness of what had just happened was only now starting to hit me. I certainly hoped Jin hadn't been paying attention. Charm stood and went to the sink, starting to wipe water across her uniform to clean it, and after a moment she groaned and started pulling her top off. I turned away, embarrassed, and she giggled.
After what I just did?
It's still... I don't know you, do I? A glance over my shoulder revealed an ample amount of side boob. Her back was muscular, not hairy at all, as I'd thought might be the case, what with that bushy tail and fox ears. Suddenly she stopped, turning to me with a horrified expression. Her breasts, a perfect example of the perky variety, not too big but enough to fill a hand each, seemed to stare at me, calling for me to come over and lick her nipples, maybe even nibble a bit. But the look on her face stopped me cold.
"I'm so sorry,"
she said, then covered her nipples with her free hand. The other was still holding her top, water dripping from it. "Sorry? For what?"
"I took advantage of you,"
she said.
"And what's worse, I should have told you this. When I use the charm on others, it kind of works on me as well. A side effect, I guess you could say."
"Oh." It kind of sunk in, but not fully. "So what you're saying is, it's sort of like you got me drunk and got yourself a bit drunk and we fooled around?" She nodded, horrified, and all I could think about was taking that hand off those perfect tits and rubbing my face in them. I hardly think that's the worst thing to ever happen," I said. "Back on Earth, there's stuff like roofies and..." "What?" She was biting her lip, then started laughing. "Are you okay?" I asked.
"Oh, man, you should have seen your expression. Come on, I may have never touched a dick, but I've dealt with my share of them. The non-penis kind. I mean, guys who are dicks. And women told me all about them. Sure, on my planet there's the death penalty for roofies and rape and all that, so it doesn't really happen. But I'm familiar with the idea, and I know damn well that I shouldn't feel guilty about giving you a blowjob."
Hand job," I corrected her.
"Oh?"
She blinked, confused. "Are you fucking with me?"
"No, I'm not fucking you, right now. Is it always this confusing?"
I took a deep breath, frowned, smiled, and then laughed. "I really don't know if you're messing with me. Like, joking again?" She held up her hands, boobs shaking slightly as they were revealed again.
"I swear, you're confusing the fuck out of me right now. Did I give you a blowjob or fuck you? My sister from another Mista, Lima, told me that's when you take that and put it in here."
She gestured to her pussy, and I felt my cock start to harden again.
"But is that wrong?"
"It's right. But for some reason, fucking with someone means joking with them, in a sense." I shook my head, unable to believe I was having this conversation. "And a blowjob, it's where you use your mouth. Hand job means your hand." She arched an eyebrow.
"I see. Sounds kinda gross."
"Hey, I wouldn't do it, but some women love it." She nodded, absorbing this, then glanced down and covered herself again, blushing.
"I was serious, though, about the charm. It affects me when I use it on others. Shit, you think I'd be letting you see my breasts otherwise?"
"Is it that big of a deal, considering?"
"Yes."
She glanced back at me, then to her shirt, and frowned before tossing it to me. It sloshed, and I hoped the cum was gone.
"Matter of fact, you wash it,"
she demanded. That made sense. It was my cum on her shirt, after all. She reclined back on the bed, arms still across her chest, the other working her hair behind her fox ears as she glanced at the door.
"Some people say I'm scatterbrained,"
she stated.
"That I get sidetracked easily. Case in point, your cock. We were supposed to be figuring out how to get Twitch on our side."
"The villain you think can help us?" I confirmed, taking the two sides of her shirt and rubbing them together under the water.
"Exactly. I don't know, maybe it was the charm effects from before. Maybe my scatterbrain nature."
She glanced over, smiling.
"Or your raw sexuality."
"Are you mocking me?" She laughed.
"You're cute. I'll give you that."
"I thought so."
"Not mocking,"
she corrected.
"Just pointing out that your superpower isn't the ability to seduce. That was all on my side."
I frowned, liking to think that part of this whole bit of the crazy situation had resulted from my charm. My ability to seduce foxy women. I glanced back, and she saw that I was frowning.
"What?"
She noticed my eyes glance up to her ears, even though I looked away immediately. Standing, she came back over and took her shirt, then wrung it out, with her chest away from me. This, however, had the unintended effect of causing her bushy tail to brush against my cheek. I startled, and she noticed.
"Fuck you,"
she said, giving the shirt one more wring before moving to the door and putting it back on. It was hard to pull over her head, since it was still very wet. "Let me help," I said, but when I went to her, I couldn't help but stare at those perfect breasts again. My cock pressed against my pants, and when she got the shirt down, she noticed.
"Huh,"
she noted, frowning at me.
"Charm must be gone. No fascination this time."
Should I be insulted?
"Welcome to the club, if you are."
My silence was answer enough, apparently, because she spun on me, finger in my face.
"And to answer the question in your head, no, getting a blowjob from me was not bestiality."
"A handjob," I corrected, and she shoved me back.
"If I say blowjob, it was a fucking blowjob,"
she shouted, then put a hand to her mouth, glancing around. Finally, she lowered her hand and the frown returned.
"Good, nobody heard that."
"I'm not saying I wouldn't love a blowjob," I said, trying to turn the situation around again. "Hey, I'd take getting dirty with her any day over going back out there into a crazy space prison where all the prisoners were running around wanting to kill me. A man has to try."
"You weren't thinking the B word?"
she asked, looking horrified. "Bitch?" I laughed. "Of course I was starting to, but..."
"No,"
she interrupted.
"Bestiality. Because of, you know, the tail and ears."
I gulped. "No."
"Oh."
She stared at me as if debating whether I was telling the truth, then shrugged.
"Good, because it's not. As I said, if you must know, and I'm only telling you because I like you and think you're cute, it's part of my superpowers. I'm not half fox or wolf or whatever."
"Like your charm?" She nodded.
"When I was 3, they started growing. Well, I was born with the ears. But the tail... Then I disappeared one day when the kids were making fun of me, and that's how I learned about the cloaking power."
"And the charm thing?" She grinned.
"A girl at the academy was trying to kiss me. I let out a breath that came out blue, and she got super depressed all of a sudden and backed off. Not that I have anything against kissing girls, just not her."
I nodded, as if I understood. "And these powers, where do they come from?"
"The sun of our planetary system gives us powers,"
she said.
"That's what people assume, but who really knows?"
"Do we know what powers Twitch has?" She licked her lips, then scrunched her nose.
"You know, I wish I did. Damn, that would help. All I know is I've heard she's super powerful. The one you want to call if you hope to escape this mess. And yes, I've been planning my escape since the day I was sent here. And no, I'm not telling you what for. At least not yet."
"Fine, so we go after her. Lead the way."
"Me?"
she laughed.
"Sugar, I'm going to tell you this one time. I don't know shit about this place other than what I've been able to learn in the few hours since we were released. What I do know is in which direction that information can be found, and how to get there, kinda. You up for it?"
"I think so."
"That'll have to do. And who knows?"
She winked, then ran a hand across my crotch as if by accident.
"Maybe when we've ditched this bitch and found Twitch, I'll find out what a blowjob is all about. The real version, I mean."
Damn it, I was stiff as steel again. She giggled, opening the door and leading the way out of there, leaving me very confused about whether she was being serious or not. As soon as we stepped out from the room, however, all playfulness and excitement were replaced with horror.
"You in there, fish?"
The woman from earlier shrieked, her laughter echoing off the metal walls, followed by a clanging growing closer and closer. All I could think about was her pulling my spine out like a fish's, then devouring my flesh. Charm, however, took me by the hand, glanced into my eyes with a look of excitement, and said,
"Come on, this'll be fun."
We ran, me stumbling along, confused, her with her wet shirt and bushy tail hitting me as we went. The sound of laughter and clanging grew louder by the second. For a brief moment, I understood that look in her eyes. The sense of adventure took over, and I was ready for it. Still terrified, but also excited.